Will Wright's dad. Pretty interesting guy. He liked to take his son, Will, outside on the porch at night, and they would look up at the stars. He'd point at one and ask young Will, he's only 7 years old, "What kind of people do you imagine live there? What kind of civilizations exist?" Will Wright's dad died a few years later. Leukemia. He was gone. But the stars were still there. Young Will grew up with no real desire to make games for a living. What he really wanted to do was travel to the stars to found a colony in space, to be among the first humans to live out their lives on an alien. It wasn't until much later that Will got interested in computers. One of his friends had introduced him to the Apple II. It was one of the first personal computers. Personal in the sense that you could actually afford to buy one. But also personal in that it was simple enough that a single person could fully understand it. And Wright was one. Wright played a lot of games on that Apple II, but there was one program that really captured his imagination. It was a computer simulation written back in 1970. It was a simulation of life itself. It was a simple simulation. There were only four rules, but they were infinite possibilities. Wright would take the principles from this simulation and integrate them into his very first game, Raid on Bungling Bay. It looked like a simple helicopter shoot-em-up game. But what no one really seemed to notice at the time was that the world that the helicopter flew over was alive. It was fun to make that game, and it did well. But the part he kept coming back to was that Clockwork Universe. He wanted to make another game where the Clockwork Universe wouldn't be part of the background, but the foreground, the game itself. One day, Wright was having a conversation about this with his next-door neighbor, who just so happened to be a city planner. His neighbor gave him a book called Urban Dynamics by J. Wright Forrester. The theme of that book was that the systems that regulate cities are so complex that they far exceed the capabilities of any person. But perhaps a computer could be built that could understand these systems just as well as Wright himself understood his Apple II. Wright's game, which he called Micropolis, wasn't like any game that his publishers had ever seen, and that wasn't a good thing. Nobody he knew in the industry would take it seriously. But there were two people outside that industry who didn't know anything about games. Bill Barrow, a writer for Newsweek, and Jeff Braun, an investor. They didn't know what a good game was supposed to look like, but they loved SimCity.